Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A United Nations panel nominates Iran for an unlikely role on the world stage. Then the Lighthouse helps men work through their past and find hope in God as their father. Story coming your way in just a few moments. In our first story, human rights observers say Iran has been killing more protesters since the war began in late February. Executions have taken place nearly every week since mid-March. In the last month, 16 men, 8 political prisoners, and 8 protesters have been hanged in Iran. At the same time, a UN panel chose the Islamic Republic to oversee a committee that shapes human rights policy. Lana Silk of Transform Iran says,
"It's just so obviously ridiculous. On what level does this make sense? A country that is one of the world's worst perpetrators of human rights violations, particularly for women's rights, sitting and influencing women's rights and human rights on an international level."
UN watchdogs are calling on member nations to explain themselves.
"The timing is extremely suspicious. Iran has been a violator of human rights for 47 years, but aggressively so in the last few months. Why is this happening now?"
More than 1,600 people were executed by the regime last year, breaking a 1989 record. While atrocities advance, so does the gospel.
"Even just this morning, I was speaking to one of our ministry leaders about some missionary trips that we're lining up for the next few weeks. People are active and wanting to spread the gospel, and those that are hearing it are responding positively."
Elsewhere, ministries in the Middle East and North Africa, or the MENA region, have to take into account varied cultural and political landscapes as they build ministry strategy. Rita El Munayer with Christian Satellite TV Ministry Sat7 says, in some countries, the church is respected. Elsewhere, work has to be carried out underground. In these situations, she says the goal is to protect Christians by reducing their exposure.
"And this is what happened really in Morocco. So one person took photos of all the underground people in the church and post them on Facebook. And suddenly there was like a big problem, you know, in Morocco. And then the government wanted like all the missionaries to go out."
Thus, across North African countries, Sat7 ministry team members engage spiritual seekers via social media while minimizing overt social networking.
"When it comes to the underground church, we're very careful. So what we do is let the church contact these people, but not the people contact the church."
Iran, on the other hand, is a different story.
"In Iran, our only contact are Iranians expatriate with the Iranians inside the country."
As people across the MENA region continue their search for truth, would you pray that the Holy Spirit will lead them through his church to Jesus Christ? And statistically, people raised without a father are 2 to 3 times more likely to develop substance abuse problems. Brandon Bauer of the Lighthouse Recovery Center says,
"Majority of men who are struggling with substance abuse do not have fathers. And or if they do have fathers, their fathers are distant and not active in their lives."
Many of the men they serve experience childhood sexual abuse and without parental protection, turn to substances to numb the pain.
"They're running from deep, dark things in their past."
In the program, men go through physical recovery. Yet another restoration is their understanding of God as Father. One 52-year-old man went through multiple rehab stints. In the Lighthouse facility, he finally confronted childhood sexual abuse that his father had failed to protect him from. And that confession released years of bottled up anger and then brought hope.
"And no other program was dealing with the root causes. They were just trying to deal with the addiction piece."
Yet beyond that, the ministry teaches men practical life skills, how to shave, manage finances, and dress. Doing this, they're filling the gaps often left by absent fathers. Bauer says this is where the church is called to respond, by following Scripture's command to care for the fatherless. Though filling gaps in recovery may take a long time, it is worth it.
"It's a lifetime of work, and it's exhausting, but it is so good."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.